Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Nedarim, Perikhes Mishnah Hei, Ad Hagisham. This person made a neder. He answered something, let's say he answered bananas, Ad Hagishamim, until the rains. Or he says, Ad Sheyiu Hagishamim. He says, Koinam Alai bananas until the rains are. So until when can't he eat bananas? Sagt der Mishnah, Ad Sheteired Revia Sheniyah. In Eretz Yisrael, and around Eretz Yisrael, there are three rain periods. Each one is called a revia. It's a lashon of the rain penetrating into the earth and making things grow. So because he says, Achiyu Hagshamim, which is lashon rabim, so we assume he means the second rainfall. So when is that? So there are late years, where that's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. There are early years, it's 17 days in Cheshvan. In the middle year, average year, it's Chof Gimel Cheshvan. Okay, so if he says, Koinam Alai bananas, Ad Hakshamim, or Ad Sheyiu Hakshamim, so it's Ad Sheteirid Reviyah Shniyah, until Chof Gimel Cheshvan. Wait a second, what if it's Chof Gimel Cheshvan and it's not raining? And the answer is, according to the Tanakhama, he still can't eat bananas. It has to rain. So being that in a normal year, when the rains fall on time, the second rainfall comes on the 23rd of Cheshvan, so from that point on, when it starts to rain, that's when he can eat bananas. Rav Shim ben Gamliel says, no, it doesn't have to mamish rain. Rav Shim ben Gamliel says, Achi yigia zmana shel revia. The neder is going to last until, not when it rains, but until the time that the second rain should come. So once Chaf Gimel Cheshvan comes, even if it didn't actually rain yet, but because that's when it's expected to rain, the neder is over. He can now eat bananas, if that's what he answered. What if he says, Koinam alai bananas or anything else, ad sheyipasku gshamim, until the rains stop. Zak the Mishnah, sheyetze nisan kuloi. The neder is going to stay there, it's going to stay in place until the entire chodesh nisan passes. That's when the rains usually end. Divrei Rav Meir, zehalt Rabbi Meir. That's what Rav Meir holds. As a matter of fact, Rav Meir holds, he's supposed to say the same Talumatel of Racha the entire month of Nisan. We obviously don't pass in that way. Rabbi Huda says that Sheyavra Pesach, the Neder lasts only until the end of Pesach. According to Rabbi Huda, the main rains of the winter end then. This is a whole Sugya Masechtas Tainis, perhaps you remember. Now we have a different Shaila. This person says, Koinim Yayin She'eni Tayim. Koinim, I won't taste wine. Hashana, this year. And then, guess what happened? This Sabra Hashana. They added an extra month to the year. Why would they add an extra month? We'll explain Bez Hashem at the end of the Mishnah. But sometimes, Bezin adds an extra month. So we have, according to the calendar, we know when it's going to be Hashana Miyuberes. But at the times of the Mishnah, the Sanhedrin would get together and decide, we need an extra Adar this year. So he said, Koinim Yayin Sheni Tayim Hashana. He acid wine this year. And then the Sabra Shana, they added an Adar. Sakta the Mishnah, Asur Ba, he can't drink wine during the regular year, Ubi Ibura, and the extra month. When he said this year, he meant whatever the year is. If the year is 13 months, it's 13 months. Zakta the Taisis Yamtev, well, what about if when he made the Neder, he didn't know the Sanhedrin would decide to add an extra month? It doesn't make a difference. He meant to say the entire year, whatever the year is. If he says, Ad Rosh Adar, Koinim Yayin Sheni Tayim, until the beginning of the month of Adar. And then they added an extra Adar. So does it mean until the beginning of the first Adar or the second Adar? Zakta Mishnah, Ad Rosh Adar Harishon, until the beginning of the first Adar. For that matter, says the Heilige Mishnah Vayter, if he says that Saif Adar, till the end of Adar, not the beginning of Adar, but the neder will stay in place. He won't drink wine until the end of Adar. It means Atzoif Adar Rishner. It also means till the end of the first Adar. Rabbi Yehuda says, now there's a Shaila here if Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakhama or explaining the Tanakhama. It's a Machlaikas or Shaila. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. If he says, Koinim Yayin She'eni Tayim, Koinim, I won't taste this wine, Ad Sheyehei HaPesach. So we learned before when you use this lashon, Ad Sheyehei, and it's about something that we know how long it takes, we know how long Pesach takes, so he should be usher throughout Pesach. But in this case, where he said, Kainim Yayin Sheini Tayim Ad Shiya Hei HaPesach, says Rabbi Yehuda, Eina Usher Ela Ad Leil HaPesach, is only usher until the night of Pesach, not including the first night. Shaloinis Chavin Zeh, this person did not have Kavona Ela Ad Shah until the time. Shaderech Bnei Adam Lishus Yayin, that it's the derech of people to drink wine, and of course the first night of Pesach we drink the Dalet Kaisis. So Enachanami, if he said koinim bananas, Achiyahia Pesach would mean through Pesach, because there's no mitzvah to eat bananas. But if he says koinim yayin shani time, says Rabbi Yehuda, then it's only until the first night. He probably never intended to aser wine the first night of Pesach, where everyone drinks wine. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, he says adak shamim or achiyuk shamim. It means the second rain, from when the second rain usually comes, at that point, the nether will be over, but only when it actually rains. If Shimon Gamliel says no, when the time comes, even though it didn't rain. If it says until the rains end, according to Rabbi Meir, it means the entire month of Nisan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it means until Pesach passes. If he says, Koinim Yayin, She'ini Toyim HaShana, and then suddenly there's an extra month, that extra month is included in the nether. If he says until the beginning of Adar, it means only till the first Adar. And for that matter, if he says until the end of Adar, it also means until the end of the first Adar. Then Rabbi Yehuda told us that if he says, Koinim Yayin, She'ini Toyim, Achiyehea Pesach, so normally we said Achiyehea, and there's a fixed time, you know how long Pesach takes, so it should include Pesach, but in this case, being that you're supposed to drink wine the first night of Pesach, so we say his kavana was only until the first night of Pesach, but the first night of Pesach, he'll drink the Dalet Kaisis together with everyone else. Now, why does Beis Din add an extra Adar? We count to the Levana. How long is it from one Levana to the other Levana? And the answer, 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. Yeah, that's how long it takes from one new Levana to the next. Again, 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. Now, a month has to be complete days. I can't have Rosh Chodesh. Okay, you have to start saying Yavi Yavi now. It's 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. It starts at the beginning of the day. In order to even it out, some months have 29 days, some months have 30 days. Now we have a different problem. 12 months of Levana months add up to 354 days. The solar year, the sun year, is 365 days. So we're off by 11 days each year. Nisan would be 11 days earlier each year. So let's say it was March 25th one year, it would be March 14th the next. You know what's going to happen eventually? Pesach will be in the middle of the winter. Okay, so who says Pesach can't be in the middle of the winter? Who says Nisan can't be in the middle of the winter? And the answer is because the Torah says Nisan is Chodesh Ha'aviv, the month of springtime. So Memela, we sometimes add a 13th month. How often? 7 times every 19 years. That's going to keep Nisan in Chodesh Av, in spring. In the times of the Mishnah, the Sanhedrin would decide each year